Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, April 2nd, 2013. Getting into the week, getting into the brand new month. Still a lot of heavy weather over there in Europe. Northern Hemisphere still in the grip of winter, actually. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Keep an eye on the situation over there in Cyprus, because the total losses to the people of Cyprus are still kind of fluctuating. Some people are saying, oh, don't worry, it's only going to be 40%. Others are saying 60. Others are saying could go to 80. Remember, CNN was reporting yesterday there is a second haircut coming, which proves the first one didn't really fix anything. And I think Cyprus has actually destroyed itself. Because if you think about the way an economy is supposed to work, the bankers are thinking solely in terms of, we need to get some cash back so we can loan it back to the people at interest. And they don't realize that you can't run an economy with all the money just piled up in the banks. It doesn't work that way. So grand theft is now official Cypriot policy, or at least of the bankers. The Cyprus Parliament voted this thing down. And they're trying to make a big deal now about all these people who lost their savings or a portion of their savings. Really, they shouldn't be complaining, because they're getting these unsecured IOUs. The banks owe them the money, and these IOUs are going to be repaid in shares of the bank itself, which, given that it's hovering on the edge of collapse, they're worthless. They're worthless pieces of paper. Put them in a frame, hang it on the wall. Yes, I was part of the great Cyprus bank fiasco here. Now, the small depositors are safe up to this point, and the reason for that is simply under EU law, deposits under 100,000 euros are insured. Similar deal like we have with the FDIC in this country. But if the over 100,000 euro depositors get looted and emptied and the problem isn't solved, they're going to find some way to go after the smaller depositors and somehow void that insurance. Well, the bank didn't really go bust, and it wasn't cheated or robbed or anything. This is official policy, therefore the insurance doesn't cover. And I'll bet you we'll start seeing something along those lines coming out of the FDIC before too much longer. But we're seeing all this opinion around the world. This is from Activist Post, basically saying it's criminal to force the people to pay for government and bank failures. And I've been saying that about here in the United States for all these years, whether you call it TARP or bailout or whatever. They're robbing the people to prop up a failed banking system. I challenge anybody to show me where in the Constitution the government is allowed to steal from the people to prop up private banks. I challenge anybody to find me in the Constitution where a Federal Reserve, a privately owned Federal Reserve, given the money creation authority, is constitutional. The money creation authority is vested in Congress by the Constitution to change that, to change since a fundamental authority of the government, should have required a constitutional amendment. And I know why they didn't do that. Look at the trouble they had with that 16th Amendment. Couldn't get that ramrodded through. Wound up having to sort of fudge the books on that one. So they decided not to try that a second time. Federal Reserve Act, Christmas holiday, 1913. Wilson signed it. End of story. You're all slaves to the bankers right now. But in general, it's not just Cyprus, not just the United States. Anywhere the government tries to solve the failure of private banks by robbing the people, that makes the government illegitimate. That's not a proper function of government at all. Now, Cyprus is still trying to figure out how, after this mess and everybody's confidence in the banks is completely destroyed, how are they going to kickstart the economy? Well, they're going to legalize casinos in Cyprus. Huzzah, huzzah. We'll just kick off casinos, and people will come down and spend their money and lose their money, and that money will flow into circulation and so forth and so on. Really? Where are they going to get the money to go to the casinos now that you robbed their savings account? Borrow it. We'll be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
D-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin, you might say it is routine. It happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I forgot to mention at the top, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny's sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Over in Slovenia, they're now starting to dance around and insist they won't be the next Cyprus. And they may not be. They're in a three-way race for the next Cyprus with Italy and Spain. But the contagion is spreading, contrary to what Bernanke was trying to reassure us the other day. Because that entire economy in Europe is all locked together under a single private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. And when it fails one place, it's going to fail the other. Everything that they've been doing for years now is simply grabbing money from those who have it and shifting over to those who don't. But the debt still increases faster than the available money supply. And I've often used the analogy that Europe is like a wooden boat sitting in the water, and there's a seat for every member nation, and under every seat there's a hole in the bottom of the boat, and they're short one cork. And so everything they're doing amounts to grabbing a cork from one hole under one seat, pounding it into the hole. The water is coming in full view of the press cameras saying, we're solving the problem. And yet the water is still coming in and the whole boat is going to sink here. Over in Italy, they're thrashing around with their inability to form a coalition government after the last election. And President Giorgio Napolitano, he's got 6 weeks left in the office, and he's trying to basically pull together some kind of a new government out of that election. And, of course, the impetus is we've got to have pro-bankers, pro-austerity, can't let the anti-austerity people in there, even though they captured a huge block of votes in this last election. Now, Gerald Celente is out there pointing out with some validity that Cyprus is why gold and silver has a historic value as a store of wealth. Now, we're seeing all of a sudden a surge of propaganda coming into the financial media about how interest in gold is just kind of disappearing and North Korea has taken over from that. And silver, it's acting like a base metal instead of a store of value. And they've got a bunch of numbers showing that the price performance of gold and silver isn't really all that good. It's maybe just holding its own. But there's kind of a wrinkle with that, because over at goldsilverworlds.com, there's a very knowledgeable article. And the headline is The Great Disconnect Between Paper and Physical Silver. And the point of this article is that the gold and silver prices are arrived at by establishing the physical price for physical delivery of silver and the paper contracts. And the paper contracts are being oversold, just like they were doing with gold not too long ago. They don't really have enough silver and gold to cover the paper contracts, so they keep sort of kiting them forward, and we think that's where a great deal of the gold bullion that was entrusted to the New York Federal Reserve by Germany and all these other countries may have actually gone. But this article points out how the silver contract, the paper contracts, are being used to artificially suppress the market. And, of course, we all know the central banks and the one percenters are buying gold and silver as much as they can, and they want to buy it for the lowest possible price. And they're not going to get that price unless they can convince you, the American people, you don't really need gold and silver. Silver tarnishes. You don't want that in your house. Tarnish never sleeps. Gold is too soft to really be useful for anything. It's like decoration, and decoration is so déclassé in these hard economic times. But they're buying it up like crazy, and they're manipulating the price, just like they've manipulated the stock market, just like they manipulated LIBOR. They know silver and gold is worth hanging on to, and you probably already know that too. But we're starting to see, again, this idea of, you know, really, silver, gold, you don't want that. You want to. Wonderfully performing Dow Industrial stocks. You need to keep your money in the stock market. And by the way, the plunge protection team is doing their job today. The markets are all up and keeping the banks solvent and the Ponzi scheme going for a little bit longer. Meanwhile, a little dose of reality. Over in the Eurozone, the number of unemployed in the Eurozone has hit the highest level since they began keeping records. And we can pretty much presume that the Eurozone is fudging their unemployment numbers along the same way that the U.S. government is. They have sort of categories. They'll dump people who don't have jobs to not count them anymore. We know here in the United States, when you run out of benefits, they stop counting you. When you stop looking for work through their government employment agencies, they stop counting you. So if you're out there trying to set up your own business, or you're trying to develop a new product or any entrepreneurial activity, you're not counted anymore as unemployed. So everybody's fudging. All the numbers are out there are just complete lie. Robert Wiedemer, Martin Feldstein, and Peter Schiff, this is over on Investment Watch blog, saying Bernanke's money from heaven. Remember they used to call him Helicopter Bernie, Helicopter Bernanke, fly over Wall Street and just shovel the money out the door. It's now being described as the path to the dark regions. Sooner or later, interest rates have to rise. That will start popping the bubbles. They can't keep it going any longer. They've already realized that overprinting is not going to work. Well, what they really decided was overprinting was harming the money junkies as much as everybody else, and that's why they stopped it and started going into this whole let's loot the bank accounts mentality. And David Stockman, who was budget director for Ronald Reagan, is saying that we are in a bubble economy. As bad as it is a bubble, certainly in the stock market, propped up by all this easy money that's driving the speculators, and the speculators drive the market higher. But they can't sustain it. It is unsustainable. David Stockman has gone as far as to say the Federal Reserve has become a serial bubble machine. They'll put out a bunch of cheap money. The speculators will use it to create another bubble that they'll make money off. The bubble bursts and the losses get dropped on the people again. And it's just one after the other, after the other, after the other. The real estate bubble, the mortgage-backed security bubble. Now we've got a student loan bubble. And now they're starting to bubble up what are called high-yield debt sales. Those are the new things everybody's grabbing. High-yield debt, which used to be called junk bonds, are now the hot item. People are grabbing those up and saying, somehow we will turn these into money. And it's all driven by the brokers who don't care if the junk bonds really work or not because they just sell, get their commission, and skedaddle. That was a big part of the mortgage-backed security problem. The securitization chain was broken because the people selling the mortgages were off the hook for whether the mortgages ever got paid or not. And that's what led to this insane degree of recklessness. Coutts, the high-end private bank, is warning their clients against getting into this high-yield debt market. Because that's another bubble. In an article I wrote a while back, The Fatal Flaws in America's Financial System, I pointed out several key areas that have led to this instability and all the problems. Starting, of course, with the fact that a private central bank issuing the public currency is a machine that by design generates debt. But further down in the article, I pointed out that when you have a market that is dominated by speculators, they live off the volatility. They want the market going up and down in these crazy cycles because they ride those cycles to profit, for which they have returned nothing of any value to society. And that's one of the reasons why the market tends to be unstable, because the insiders can make more money off of instability than a gradual, reliable, predictable market. And so that's another reason why these bubbles keep happening. It's intentional. May not even be conscious. It may be subconscious, but it's just like gamblers riding the action. They want to go into the highest risk, highest payoff because they're hooked on the adrenaline. And they're not investing for the long term. They're not investing in terms of dividends and return on investment. They want to buy the stock today, sell it tomorrow for a profit, and they're off to the next one. It's not the way the stock market was supposed to be. The stock market originally began as a way for ordinary workers to invest their money in the nation's productivity. It started in the era of agriculture. Hence the name the stock market, because originally what was being traded in the stock market was investing in farming commodities. And that's where it really all began. And it wasn't supposed to be this giant open air casino that it's turned into. And I'm not the only one who's causing that. Over at mybudget360.com, they've got an article, Casino Economics, how the S&P 500 endured 250% dips in the 2000s and sent the middle class packing. And they're talking about it. The stock market over the last few decades is operating like a casino, swinging from one bubble to another bubble to another bubble to another bubble. These great fortunes you're seeing from the hedge fund managers and these one percenters, they're making them off the bubbles. Kick off a bubble, get everybody all hot and bothered to buy into it, wait till it peaks, sell out, it crashes, and everybody else eats the losses. It's a repeating pattern over and over again. There used to be laws against it. And that, too, is a failure of the federal government. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Herbal Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome back. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Michael. I salute you, brother. Anyways, I got a couple things to talk to you about today. I was watching an article we have out there in California where the prisons are can't even keep sections of them functioning, so they're taking these less inmates to the county jails, filling them up because they don't have the funding to keep some of these prison sections going. Also, too, brother, did you see that Texas, you talked about this a little while in the back, I guess Texas is now asking for $1 billion in gold from New York. They want their gold back down in Texas.
Yes.
I saw that article on Christopher Greenwave, and he was saying that Texas wants their $1 billion gold back to secede from this corrupt federal government. And I just wondered if you caught that article, because that, I think, if it were to go through, you were talking about these couple countries overseas asking for their gold back. Here, right in our backyard, they're asking now. And I think we'll just watch this situation with Texas, where it could lead in the other states. I would like you to comment on that, brother, and thank you for taking my call.
You got it. Absolutely. It is interesting that the state of Texas, which has its own gold bullion, has asked for it back from the New York Federal Reserve. So far, I have not seen where the Federal Reserve has responded one way or the other. In the original article I wrote, the words secession or secede were not there. It's simply that Texas is concerned about the fact that their gold is really there, and they've got really good banks down in Texas, and they want their gold bullion back. And it's a perfectly reasonable request, because the New York Federal Reserve Gold Depository is a depository, and Texas pays a fee to New York Federal Reserve to store their gold safely. But because of all of this concern coming out of tungsten gold bars, and the very obvious long delay and stalling tactics that are being used with regard to Germany's repatriation, I think Texas is perfectly reasonable in wanting their gold bullion back under their own control, and it is their right. The New York Federal Reserve does not have any legitimate legal reasons to refuse to return the gold. And so Texas is right to do that. I don't want to tangle it up with the idea of secession, because that would give the federal government a reason to come in and say, well, no, no, we're not going to give you your gold back if you're planning on leaving and forming your own country. And so I didn't see any talk of secession in connection with the repatriation of the gold. It's a strict financial transaction. I do know a lot of people in Texas think they'd be better off as their own country. I know a lot of people here in Hawaii think they'd be better off without their own country. And both in the case of Texas and Hawaii, the mechanism of statehood shows serious illegalities. Congress even went back and admitted they did not really have the right under the Constitution to simply annex Texas and say you're now part of the United States. So, no, government doesn't follow its own laws and rules. That's just for you serfs and slaves to be paying attention to. But, yeah, Texas has a right to have their gold back. I hope they get it. And if they don't get it, I hope they make a really big stink about it as well. Now, speaking of getting your money back, over on X Republic TV, they have a story where U.S. Senator Inhofe is going public that all these banks on Wall Street have in fact never paid back their bailouts. And we know that in a couple of cases where payments, partial payments were made, the partial payments for a bailout were made out of money from a later larger bailout. So they're basically just pyramiding that along. So now it's coming out that all of that money that was taken from you to give to the banks so the banks could loan it back to you at interest has never been paid back. They still have it. It's probably gone in bonuses and executive perks and the rest of it. And now we're getting this story that the Attorney General of the United States is saying the country's largest banks may be too big to jail, but the former chief economist for the IMF isn't convinced. He's pointing out there is a huge money laundering epidemic going on in the United States. And it is a criminal activity. And we know some banks, that money laundering and the huge fees they make for it is the only thing propping them up. In fact, I remember many, many years ago, one of my favorite TV series was Miami Vice, the original one with Don Johnson. And they and Michael Mann, I had to take my hat off. As he got further into the additional seasons, he started taking on some serious issues. One of the best episodes of that show was Stone's War, which talked about U.S. covert involvement in Nicaragua when it was still a subject that was unknown to most Americans. But he did this one show about drug money laundering at this huge bank, and there was this wonderful scene where they meet the president of the bank, and he says, you know, you can't do anything. If you shut us down, the whole economy is going to crash. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And during the break, I went out to YouTube and I found that clip. It's from an episode of Miami Vice called The Prodigal Son. And it's an amazing scene. And it harkens back to a time when America's television industry had a lot more courage than they have today. And they were willing to address the issues of U.S. government involvement in Nicaragua, money laundering by the Wall Street banks. And, of course, TV today, it's all politically correct, and Arabs and Muslims are bad, and we're good, and we've got a right to go out and make war on the world. But it was a great show, and of course he stepped on a few toes. Michael Mann stepped on a few toes, which is why Miami Vice was eventually taken off the air. Same reason that the original Star Trek back in the 60s only lasted three seasons. It was hugely popular, but it was challenging some of the assumptions of our society, and it's pointing out where we might be wrong. And it was also so intellectually engaging, people would talk about the show right through the commercials. Can't have that. the idea of television shows is you'll be entertained by whatever's there, and when you get to the commercial break, your mind is still completely empty and blank, so you're perfectly receptive for those commercials. And Gene Roddenberry didn't do that, so Star Trek had very high Nielsen's and very low Burke scores. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the Burke scores are like the Nielsen's, but for TV commercials, to see if people are remembering the commercials, remembering what the product was. And if you have a TV show that's got a high Nielsen and a low Burke score, you can't find advertisers for it, no matter how popular it is. The advertisers don't want a popular show that gets people thinking. They want a show that will deliver up those minds in a receptive psychological state for the advertising pitch, because that's what TV's all about. You go out and you ask, what does television sell? People say, television sells cigarettes and, well, they don't do that anymore. They sell cars and they sell smell sweet stuff. In fact, no, they don't. That's the advertiser's job. What the television networks sell is you, your brain, lured in before that set and made receptive for the advertising pitch. That's why advertising commercials are very expensive. They're very well produced. A 30-second TV commercial can often cost more to produce than a 30-minute situation comedy that surrounds it. Got a lot of, or used to be, a lot of money in advertising. I've seen that go into decline in recent years. So anyway, the advice seems to be, I'm going to get off the economy. I know you're sick and tired of me constantly ranting about the private central banks, but it is an important issue. Over at activistpost.com, they're basically saying the same thing a lot of people are saying. Take your money out of the bank while you still can. Because I noticed when Ben Bernanke was up there saying that a Cyprus-style bank levy on savers' accounts was unlikely, and it looked to me like his nose was starting to grow and his pants were starting to smoke. Now, internationally, of course, things are developing. The BRIC nations are setting up their own international bank to rival the IMF. Australia and China are basically negotiating to dump the dollar as the intermediate currency for all of their trade. It's a huge block of trade. Countries are breaking away from the dollar. 10 of the world's top 20 economies have already severed from the dollar. They're moving away from the dollar faster than the U.S. can reconquer them. Over at From the Trenches World Report, they have an article, the U.S. dollar is now ring-fenced and checkmate. It's a losing proposition. Little event that went mostly unreported on the TV news. The Chinese yuan has hit a record high against the dollar. And that's good for China wanting to import stuff from the United States of America, because they've got more purchasing power, but we don't have all that much to send them that they want to buy. Meanwhile, of course, a nation here that has become hideously dependent on imports from China because it was less expensive than domestically produced, well, all of a sudden, those Chinese imports are just as expensive as products we could have made here if we still had our manufacturing. Now, I want to get on to Korea because earlier in the week, in fact, just yesterday, came out that the statement from last Friday where North Korea said a state of war exists between North and South Korea turned out to be one of those convenient mistranslations that always seem to favor the warmongers. And we really haven't seen much of anything coming out of Kim Jong-un since then. There is a rumor floating around that Kim Jong-un's military top-level command basically threw cold water on him and said, you better cut this out. But of course, the U.S. wants to move forward with this war against North Korea as a backdoor to war with China. And with Australia and China talking about trade without the dollar, the motivation to get that war with China going is now that much stronger. So the U.S. is moving a lot of hardware into the region. They have deployed the USS Shoup, an Arleigh Burke guided missile destroyer. Is over there. The SX-1 sea-based radar platform that normally is floating down here in Pearl Harbor is on its way over there as well, and I can talk about that because it's now in the corporate media. South Korea is vowing retaliation for North Korea's provocation. North Korea hasn't done anything. Need to keep that in mind. All North Korea has done is mouth off a lot. And that's really a very poor reason to go to war. Now, apparently, the Philippines have issued an order in South Korea for their citizens to maybe think about getting out. Now, on the other side, China is mobilizing their troops and jets near Korea. They're starting to congregate forces along their border with North Korea. I don't think they're going to invade North Korea. I think China understands the ultimate goal of the United States is war with China. And they're getting ready to do that. Now, the corporate media today is making a big deal over the fact that North Korea is going to reopen their nuclear power plant that's capable of making plutonium for nuclear weapons. South Korea is already saying they may just preemptively attack North Korea. They're bad people. We have a right to go kill them without reason. Now, you need to understand the history of that reactor. North Korea shut that reactor down in exchange for the U.S. loosening sanctions back when the U.S. was making a big deal about North Korea's nuclear program in order to prove to the world that the U.S. wasn't just whooping on Israel's enemy list. But now the U.S. has reimposed those sanctions, and so the deal is off. North Korea is perfectly justified restarting that power station. And that's what it is. It's a power plant. But it raises another question. If North Korea's means of producing weapons-grade fissionables has not been operating for the last few years, then just where did they get that nuclear weapon they just tested? And I'd like to remind everybody that Israel has been caught trying to sell clandestine nuclear weapons to South Africa, and I rather doubt South Africa was the only country that Israel approached. It seems reasonable to presume that Israel is peddling clandestine nuclear warheads anywhere they think they can make a fast buck. And we need to remember that following North Korea's first nuclear test, surveillance overflights captured some of the fallout, and it matched the isotopic signature of a joint Israel-South African nuclear weapon test in the South Atlantic in 1979, which was called the Vela incident. And if you look at maps of nuclear detonations around the world, that South African event in 1979 doesn't show up there, but it was captured on the Vela satellites, which are up there to monitor the world for above-ground nuclear detonations, which the event was named. So if North Korea didn't have a plutonium-making machine in operation, we have to ask, did they just buy some nuclear bombs from somebody? Now, over in Syria, March turned out to be the deadliest month, 6,005 deaths that they know of. This is a very bloody war between Syria's people and this hired mercenary army. And reinforcing that, we're getting this story out of Press TV. Croatian weapons have now been found in Syria that are being supplied to the Free Syria Army, 95% of whom are not Syrian, I'd like to add. This is just another covert overthrow. Hired mercenaries going on in, oh, look at us, we're a popular uprising, but they don't act like one. When they're killing ordinary people, when they're committing acts of terror, that's not a genuine popular revolution. Because a genuine popular revolution, think about Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, they need the support of ordinary people. They need that public opinion to oust the bad government. And this hired mercenary arm in Syria clearly doesn't care about public opinion. They have been paid to go in and try and get Assad. Now, down in Israel, they've apparently embarked on a program of, for lack of a better word, it's a program of terror. Israeli occupation forces have rounded up 330 Palestinians during March, including 90 children. They're just going out and grabbing them, and they take them away. Sometimes they're just interrogated and let go, but it's just a campaign of fear to keep that level of fear up. Don't do anything. We'll come and get you and treat you badly. Haaretz has now admitted that 0.7% of the state land in the West Bank is allocated to the Palestinians. The Israelis get the rest. It's not their land to give away. Under numerous international treaties, an occupied territory has certain rights, including their property rights. And Palestine is now recognized as a legitimate state by the United Nations. Now, over in Yemen, they're starting to mount a huge campaign. They want the Yemeni detainees at Guantanamo Bay returned to Yemen. It's about 90 people. In fact, most of the people at Guantanamo are Yemenis. And Yemen wants them back. The U.S. is going to dig their heels in on that one, probably. We've been talking about the wind down of the war in Afghanistan. And the Pentagon is now coming out and announcing that the cost of removing all of this hardware in Afghanistan that you paid to build and paid to send over there is going to cost between $5 and $6 billion to bring back. Most of it's probably unusable anyway, after all these years of dust, contamination, and sand. Apparently, some of what they're bringing back is not just the fighting gear, fitness machines, furnitures, television, computers, all the stuff that was sent over there for the troops at taxpayer expense. And now they're whining and crying that they need money to bring it back home. I understand bringing back the weapons and everything, but the fitness machines and the computers and everything, have a yard sale over there. After bombing all the Afghan people's homes, I'm sure they need a new sofa, a new table. They could use a new computer. Now, we're basically pretty much at, actually just past, the 10-year anniversary of the invasion and conquest of Iraq. And in those 10 years of destruction and murder, the looting of the Baghdad Museum, the forcing of Iraq's oil back on the world market for dollars only, it has become pretty much general knowledge that everybody who was pushing for this war was lying through their teeth. George W. Bush, phony Tony Blair, and of course along with them, the corporate media. The corporate media stood shoulder to shoulder with these liars and screamed, weapons of mass destruction, they've got bombs, they've got germs, they've got chemicals, and of course, none of it was ever found. And they were screaming, oh, Iraq was supporting Al-Qaeda. That turned out to be false. They were ideologically enemies. That claim was based on a single confession extracted under torture. And then they were trying to say Iraq was linked to 9/11. And then George Bush said on TV, actually, no, they weren't. But they're that kind of people. That was the entire rationale. Because we've all been taught that Arabs did 9/11 and Iraq was full of Arabs and therefore we have a reason to go in there. And then finally they flipped it back and said, well, you know, it's regime change and we're bringing freedom and democracy to the people of Iraq, which turned out to be another lie. So after all these lies, it's time to ask the question, why aren't the liars being punished for their lies? Tony Blair is still being treated like a senior statesman, the press fawn all over him. Same with George W. Bush. And the corporate media that's helped send your children to bloody, horrible deaths on the basis of lies, they're still in business. Business is bad. They're losing audience share. They're having to scale back. But none of them have gone to jail. Remember we were talking about that Fox lawsuit over the synthetic bovine growth hormone? Where the appeals court ruled, well, there really isn't a law that requires the media to be truthful to the public, therefore they can lie with impunity. I think we need a law like that. I think when we talk about the blueprint for the new America that we have in the actual Constitution, that the corporate media is a public utility to serve the public, and if they are caught misrepresenting information to the public, whether it's Saddam's nuclear weapons or that there's no connection between thimerosal and autism or any of the other hideous lies, that there's no connection between SSRIs and suicides and violence, although they're starting to report that. I'm going to talk about that later in the show. Why aren't they punished for all of this? And we need to make sure that it's a mechanism. We need to make sure that the public airwaves are treated like a public utility to serve the public in the new America, just like we need to make sure the money supply is a public utility set up and designed to serve the public. privatization doesn't serve the people or the nation. It just turns public utilities into private money-making ventures. We have to make sure that is not allowed to happen. We need a big brick wall between the public utilities of the nation and those greedy money junkies trying to take it all over and turn it into a money-making venture here. Now, over in New York, they're starting to wonder, where are the missing 1,116 9/11 victims? Because we were given a number of how many people died in the World Trade Towers. And normally when a building collapses, yeah, the people are going to be pretty badly distorted, but they tend to find all the bodies. Not in this case. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Getting back to some domestic news. Apparently there's a huge scandal going on in New York, where a New York State lawmaker was arrested this morning along with several other politicians. Apparently they were trying to bribe his way onto the ballot for the race for mayor of New York City. So it's just a reminder about the rampant corruption we see within our government. They did get him. For everyone they get, there's probably 10 that get away with it. Meanwhile, there's a very interesting article over at antiwar.com. It's by Justin Raimondo. It's titled Viva Tierra Colorada. And it's basically talking about the rapidly growing vigilante militia movement in Mexico. And it's focusing on the town of Tierra Colorado. This is in Mexico's Guerrero province, where the people just got together. 1,500 armed citizens took to the streets. They set up roadblocks and they started arresting their local officials. And they were simply stopping people to make sure that people weren't, the criminals weren't trying to leave. They've arrested the former mayor, the chief of police, and 12 officers on charges of murder, collusion with criminals. And a spokesman for the group said, "We have besieged the municipality because here criminals operate with impunity in broad daylight in the view of the municipal authorities." When a government becomes so corrupt that the crime is just right in front, the people can't live in denial anymore. They can't go on saying, "Oh, I believe the police are trying to do the right job. I believe the mayor is trying to make things better." When it becomes so obvious that the people are, when you're rubbing the people's nose in it, the corruption that's going on, you reach a point where they're going to stand up and say, "Yeah, we the people." That's unique to the United States of America. We the people. It's our country. And at some point, we're going to have to take responsibility for what's going on and try and do something about it. Peacefully, I hope. But I'm finding it very hard to criticize those citizens down there in Mexico who are fed up with the drug corruption and the political corruption. Now, the corporate media is going on and on about the attack on these two Texas prosecutors. It's being described as meticulous. They don't have a clue. They have a suspect they think might be involved, somebody who was inadvertently released from prison early, that they're saying, "We think it may be him," but there's no evidence of that at all. And as I said yesterday, I have to wonder if the U.S. government, as it sees the states digging in their heels over gun control, that they might be going out to whack some of these prosecutors in order to create an anti-gun bias inside the court system itself. If the judges and prosecutors are all afraid of an armed citizenry, that's going to affect how they rule in these cases on the Second Amendment. Seems to be a very compelling motive to me. Meanwhile, got an interesting little... Oh, got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.